No, as I was thinking about some thoughts for this week, we have been talking about controlling certain things in our lives. And first week, we talked about controlling our anxiety. And last week, we talked about controlling our anger. And this week, I want us to talk about controlling our salvation. Controlling our salvation. You know, every last one of us have control over that. God has given us that. What do we mean by that? That the decisions that we make, if we continue to look forward and not backwards, God will bless us with eternal life. If you're going to turn your Bibles to Philippians chapter 3, we're going to be looking at Philippians chapter 3, and then from here go to Hebrews chapter 6. In Philippians chapter 3, we notice something that's very interesting that the Apostle Paul tells the church at Philippi. Starting at verse number 12. Not that I have already attained or am already perfect, but I press on, that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Now, I like that because the Apostle Paul said that his Lord, his Savior, Jesus Christ, the Anointed One, the Messiah, laid hold of him. It didn't seem like he fought him. Notice what he says, verse 13. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things that are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. I'm pressing. But I got to forget about those things that are behind. I got to reach forward to those things that are before. Now take those thoughts and let's go to the book of Hebrews and keep in mind the background of the book of Hebrews and keep in mind how the Christians were reverting back to Judaism. They didn't forget about what was behind them when they should have been reaching forward to that which was before them. In Hebrews chapter 6, starting at verse number 4, for it is impossible for those who were once enlightened. Now, when you look at that word enlightened, it's very interesting. You find that word in Ephesians 1 and verse number 18. When a person comes to the gospel, they have been enlightened. They have been illuminated, and the gospel illuminates us and notice and have tasted. The word tasted there, the idea of experienced. They have experienced, notice what they have experienced, the heavenly gift, which is the grace of God, Ephesians 2 and verse 8, and have become partakers, sharers of the Holy Spirit. I believe what he's talking about here is the apostolic influence. They had apostolic influence in their lives, and notice, and have experienced or tasted the good word of God. You think of Matthew chapter 13, 24, the good seed, the valuable seed. Now, here, these Christians have experienced these things. They have come out of Judaism, and now they're on their way to heaven. And notice what he says. And the powers of the age to come, the dunamis, the dynamite, the really the miracles that validated the message. If they fall away, to renew them again to repentance. Meaning that when a person has their mind made up that they're going to go back to the things that they shouldn't be going back to, he's saying there's nothing that you can do to change their mind. I thought about that. Paul said to the church at Philippi, I have control over my salvation. I'm going to reach forward. I'm going to keep going forward. I'm reminded of an individual that I know that had cancer. And they had their mind made up. You know what? I'm going to beat this. It's amazing what the mind can do. When you make up your mind to do something, it's amazing what we can do. Friends, with the word of God, even Christians can make up their mind to go forward and be faithful and never revert back. Shouldn't that be what we desire? Let us control our salvation. Let us control our anxiety. Let us control our anger. Let us be a people who are under the control of Jesus Christ. And when we do that, God will bless us. And many of us are blessed because we have allowed God to control our lives. I'm thankful for you being here tonight. We hope, pray, and trust your life is going well. Your week is going well. Stay faithful. Do what God will have you to do. What he has commanded you to do, and I guarantee you, you hear those words, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things, I'll make you rule over many, enter into the joys of thy Lord. That's what we want to hear. If you're not a child of God, we want you to be. We want you to consider salvation so you can be in control of it. And one thing that Brother Brian said in class tonight that I really appreciated, God has given us a mind to think so we can think through things. Friends, God, we can think through his word that we can be saved. Believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Be willing to repent of your sins. Confess Christ to be Lord. Be buried in water for the remission of your sins. And God will save you. He will add you to his son's church. Live faithfully even to the point of death, and God will give you the crown of life. If you're a child of God, you need special prayer. Let us do that for you as we stand, as we sing the Savior's invitation.